On the live line with us this morning is Karen Frindell Tusher. She is the All Faculty Association President at SRJC. Karen, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So yesterday we talked with Dr. Chung, the president of SRJC, about his misdirected attempt to save money because of a $6.5 million deficit at SRJC by canceling summer classes. And apparently he realized that was a big mistake. So he's rescinded that. And we got a lot of calls and a lot of emails yesterday from the faculty at SRJC saying we want our say on these issues and more. And so let's do that.
Okay, thanks very much.
It seems like there are two separate issues here, or maybe you can help educate me, Karen. It sounds like, how that went, the cancellation of summer classes, which has been rescinded, and also the negotiations going on between your union and district administrators. Does that cover it?
Yes, I'd say so. Should I talk about the negotiations first, or
whatever you feel is most important? Let's do that first.
Okay. Well, then I think definitely the cancellation of summer school came as a complete shock to the faculty, and indeed the faculty leadership was not consulted. And I think that if they had been, a lot of this could have been avoided, because we build the schedule, we work directly with students, and we knew what the impact of this would be. And so the shared governance process was not followed.
So you could have schooled Dr. Chung on this issue before he came out and made an announcement, right?
Yeah, many of us could that serve in different roles, department chairs and the Academic Senate and the union, all of us could have assisted him in preventing this.
And so moving forward, there's still that looming $6.5 million budget deficit. That money clearly has got to come from somewhere. How does the faculty at SRJC make sure they have a voice in where that money comes from?
Well, I first would like to say that this deficit is it's a projected deficit based on next year's budget. And so thus far, we don't have any concrete numbers as to what type of funding is coming from the state. There's a big proposed change in the way that the community colleges are funded, but it's still the May revise still has not come out, and the governor's budget isn't even finalized until June. So as of now, That $6.5 million deficit is projected or anticipated.
Right.
And I think until we have more information and more transparent looks at what's going on with the JC's numbers, we really aren't ready to acknowledge that that's what the budget deficit is.
And
we're waiting for more concrete answers.
I was going to ask you, at what point do you think, Karen, that that information would be available to you so that a good decision can be made, or decisions, I should say, in terms of trying to offset that deficit? When do you get that information?
Well, it gets more clear with the May revise, which usually comes out in the first week of May, I believe.
Okay.
Things get a little bit more clear. And then when the state government has to pass the budget, and that's usually at the end of June.
Yeah, we hope.
Right. So I think that we can still look, take a look at the finances in the meantime. But until then, I don't really have any definitive information. But
right.
in the case of your question of, the cuts that we may have to have given that the deficit may be real, Dr. Chung said that he wants to keep the cuts as far away from the classroom as possible, and we will continue to maintain that our position with respect to that is reasonable. Anytime they cut a class, a faculty member loses work.
Yes.
And so we no matter what happens, if any classes are cut, we will be helping with the budget deficit.
And that makes, that makes sense too, not just from your standpoint as a teacher, as part of the faculty, but also you would be in a better position to know which classes are most important and which ones, if need be, could possibly be cut. And let's talk contract negotiations, because this is a big issue for faculty at SRJC too. And where do we stand right now?
Well, we just completed mediation process. So we have been in impasse since December of 2017, and that the district unilaterally declared impasse with the state. And the next step in that process is that we're appointed a mediator, and we met with that mediator three times in February and March. And on Wednesday, March 28th, we ended the process. The process was ended when we could not reach an agreement. And the state appointed mediator has certified the parties for fact finding, which is the next step in the process.
Okay. So they fact find, and then does everybody come back together at that point? Because of course, you know, I'm sure what you and your associates are worried about, and we are too, is the potential of a strike by the faculty of SRJC.
Right. We are worried, and we don't, I mean, I don't think anybody wants that, but we know that if we have to do that, that is what we will do. And at any point, we can, both parties can choose to suspend or end the impasse process. But if that doesn't happen, fact-finding happens, and so an outside party comes in and analyzes all the facts, and they make a recommendation. The district can then choose to accept or not accept the recommendation, and if they don't, you know, if they want to, at that point, they can impose their last, best, and final offer, which was a pay cut for faculty, and that's when we would take a vote to go on strike.
And so there obviously is, a salary issue here. Are there other issues that contribute to the no movement situation here?
There have been. I would say the rank 10 salary formula issue has been one of the bigger ones. But in the offer that the district provided to us that led us to the impasse process, there were other items in there that were not necessarily monetary, but had to do with the deprofessionalization of the faculty. So there's really sort of been a two-pronged issue.
So I guess, Karen, the next question for me would be, how do you go about making sure that on campus, I know that, you know, dealing with the union and negotiators, et cetera, is, all of that lives under a very big umbrella. In the meantime, how do you make sure that you have an equitable voice when it comes to major changes at SRJC?
Well, the shared governance process is supposed to take care of that for us with different groups and bodies and meetings. But it hasn't worked. It's broken down. And so going forward, I think, Dr. Chong has promised to turn the ship around in that respect. And I think the faculty leadership just needs to keep on top of him and make sure that he makes good on his promises.
Well, there's a lot of that going around. If we could only make sure that everybody makes good on their promises, wow, what a nation this would be. Well, obviously, the fate, not the fate, but the condition of Santa Rosa Junior College, a very big issue for all of us in Sonoma County, one of the largest employers in the county. And of course, the importance of the students, cannot be overstated, and neither can the faculty needs. Karen, I'm happy that you are here with us this morning.
Thank
I
you.
Hope you'll get back with us as soon as something breaks in terms of the negotiations with the SRJC faculty and the union.
Yes, I definitely will do that.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. That
Thank
is
you.
All Faculty Association President Karen Frindell-Tusher on KSRO.